Hey guys, Lecky here, carrying on regarding the vaccine that's about to happen. I wouldn't say I'm scared. I have this exercise that I perform where I think about worst case scenarios, and it's not just in this situation, it's across all situations. So I think about dying all the time. I think about something that I really planned for and am excited for, and then it falls apart. And a place that I do this, that I exercise this, is when I'm going on holidays, because looking forward to the holiday, we've all been there, you're so excited, you're up and about, you think about, you know, the experiences you're going to have, you think about the sleep-ins, the food you're going to eat, the time, the company that you're going to spend with loved ones. What I do is I tend to think about after the holiday, the things I'm going to do when I return. In leading up to the holiday, I think about when you feel deflated, when you've got to pack up and drive home. You think about, oh, just coming home and having to organize, you know, your typical day, your week, getting kids organized, getting ready to resume your normal day-to-day stuff. Because if I prepare for that in my mind, and in my heart I feel, okay, this is what I'm needing to do to be realistic, it gives you this equilibrium. It's like a buffer, so that you don't get too high on the holiday and then you crash when you come home. I don't know, it's kind of a little trick, a mind hack that I use to be resilient. That's what I choose to do here. So even though I'm going, and if it was completely up to me and I made my own choice, I wouldn't get the jab. I wouldn't get the vaccine. But realistically, as it stands right now, given that my last day to offer face-to-face was the 28th of October, and today the time report is the 6th of December, that's a little bit over a month where I pressed pause, persisted with telehealth, which is not terribly popular, which is understandable for a service that is thought to be face-to-face. And that's no judgment on any of our customers, it's just what the marketplace wants and demands. They want physios to be face-to-face, so I can't change that. What I can change is how I frame this up in my mind, and what I've chosen to do is come back to this idea of sacrifice. Even though I do things where I don't want to, like I may not want to come home at 7 p.m. and kiss my kids to sleep even though they're already in bed, you know, but I choose to work hard and set up and work hard and plan for the future. I may not want to work on Saturdays where I can, or Friday afternoons when my daughter has a little athletics. You know, these are the things that I choose to do to sacrifice. And this is one of those times, and in my mind, even though moving forward, I did not want and still don't want the vaccine, I've taken this sacrifice knowing that I can sleep at night doing the best that I can to serve and be forever young for my family and for our future generations. Now, that being said, in my final podcast, in this chain of podcasts, I'll map out what the plan looks like for us, so I'm accountable to our future plans, and I'd like you to keep me accountable to these goals. And when I say you, I'm speaking to myself, and when you put this out, this energy out to the universe, then it has, you know, God or the universe or this energy has an uncanny way of making it happen. There we go. Forever young. Accountability.